Several years ago, I went to immigration court with a client who, like many others, made a foolish mistake as a young man. Now he was in his late 30s, a much wiser person who cared deeply about his family. We were expecting a full-blown merits hearing, a full-blown immigration trial. The outcome would turn on the family's hardship if he were to be deported. Hi, this is Carlos Patara. You're listening to the Immigration Mastermind. Thanks for joining. After being informed my client's hearing was canceled, I spent time with his family outside the courtroom. We spent time going over their reflections once more of his importance to each of them. My client, of course, was disappointed the judge was sick and would not be able to hear his and his relatives' testimonies. He wanted to get his life back on track. His mother, a lawful permanent resident of 30 years, was present. His two sisters, one a green card holder, the other a naturalized citizen, were also there. My client's wife, born in San Bernardino, and her two high school age children were present and prepared to testify about their individual relationships with their father. For me, this is a typical American family, a blended family consisting of both immigrants born abroad and citizens raised here since birth. About an hour later, as we started to head to our cars, Esteban, my client's oldest child, asked me, "Why did you become an attorney?" I paused for a moment. Then I told him, "My father was an immigrant. He worked hard to support my mother, my sisters, and me. He mailed money home to his mother every week. I was lucky to have some good teachers. They helped me understand that if I worked hard enough in school, I could become a journalist, a doctor, or a lawyer. I had friends whose fathers or mothers got into trouble and went to jail, many for small offenses. I saw the destruction it caused for their families. Some of them had to grow up with a missing parent. Growing up," I told him, "I witnessed the good and the bad. But more than anything, I had a lot of family love and support. I was raised to help others and share my toys, my allowance, and my lunch with kids who had less than me. Growing up, my life was a lot like yours is today. My father and mother were good people, like yours." He smiled, then walked away. A few months later, we won his father's case. Esteban's testimony was superb. I could hear his soul in the words he spoke. The other day, some 6 years later, his father called me last week. He wanted to know if he qualified for U.S. citizenship. I asked him how his family was doing. Proudly, he told me Esteban was in his third year of college and he was thinking about going to law school. Thanks for listening. And remember to always keep your chin up, no matter how hard the road ahead seems, because together we can make the world a better place, one immigrant at a time.